is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, there's a dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. Early in the morning, it's a dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Life is a challenge, not a competition. You can still smell the roses and be on a mission. Just take a moment to get in touch with your heart. Sometimes you're like you've got something to prove. Just remind yourself that there's only one you. Just take a moment to give thanks to who you are. Early in the morning, there's a dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day. Early in the morning, it's the dawn of a new day, new hopes, new dreams, new ways. I open up my heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Oh, yes. Let's make this a wonderful. Let's make this a powerful. Let's make this a beautiful day. A beautiful day. Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And welcome to those that are live streaming this morning and to all of you that have joined us together today. Praise God. We have a few announcements about many things that are going on at Unity Minneapolis. Meet the Healers is going on after each service, so you just really want to take advantage of that one. And then at 5 p.m. today, the choir concert, praise God, will be performing their annual season-ending spring concert. So come and join us. You're going to be so happy. They have memorized 17 songs I heard in the ladies' room. Amen. Unity 101 will be starting this Wednesday at 7 p.m., facilitated by Reverend Patty. Planting Unity Together is happening between May 10th and the 23rd, with the plant sale on May 24th. So if you want to share any perennials or small shrubs that you might be dividing in your garden, boy, we would really welcome them. So thank you in advance. Next Tuesday, May 12th, I will be facilitating a 5-week group on the mysteries of John. And details are in your bulletin. Check your insert. And there are many, many, many other classes and events going on here at Unity Minneapolis. So please check the Garden Court, your bulletin, the website, or if you have any specific questions you can't find the answers to, call us at the in the office, Sunday through Thursday. And if you have a cell phone or electronic device, please silence them for this hour. And if you feel called to do so, check it on Facebook and let people know where you are and that they are welcome here, wherever they're on their spiritual journey. So let's begin our service with prayer. So thank you, God. Thank you for this day. Oh, we breathe in. We breathe in that presence that we know is spirit. Thank you, God, for all of the glorious people that are here, present, live streaming. Thank you for your love, Spirit, your unconditional love. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. So, let's celebrate this glorious weekend, Holy Buckets. Amen. So let's begin our service by affirming together our affirmations found in your bulletins, our mission statement. We are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our vision statement, we are a vibrant, loving, prosperous spiritual community. We invite all to be partners in the worldwide expansion of spiritual understanding and consciousness. And today's affirmation, I have faith in the law of good always working in my life. And I ask the on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early today to hold sacred space for all of us. So if you have a joy, concern, celebration that you would like to pray about, please seek one of them out. They will hold it in the strictest of confidence. And I assure you it'll be a blessing for them as well as for you. And so let's begin with our opening song, Everything New. The words are in your bulletin.
Everything true, I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through crying, I'm through waiting, I'm through hoping against all hope. I'm through longing for something gone that'll never return. Think I've finally learned. So bring it on, everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm through grieving, I'm through dreaming that the life I had is ever coming back. No more wishing on someone else's star that'll never be mine. Think it's time. Bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, I know it's gonna be everything new. I'm surviving times before, broken hearts and slamming doors. I'll be alright, yes I will once more, just as I did back then. I'm gonna rise again. So bring it on. Everything new, everything different, everything true. I am ready for my next thing to do. Oh, it's gonna be everything new.
Thank you, and please be seated. Unity is that positive path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests, remembering that we were all first-timers at one time or the other. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand, first-time guests. Raise your hand and keep your hands up. Highly unusual, highly unusual. We're all first-timers this morning. Let's all raise our hands, okay? I love it, I love it, I love it. And so we also want to welcome those that are live streaming with us today as well, especially if you're with us for the first time. Also, today is name tag and anniversary Sunday, and that means we invite you to wear a name tag today if you choose to. And then also we honor birthdays and anniversaries for the month of May. So today, if you have a birthday or anniversary in May, we invite you to please stand and remain standing for a few moments. Ooh, remain standing. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so Charles Fillmore, remain standing just for a moment. Charles Fillmore has said that there's 12 powers, and we have all of these 12 powers within us. He has assigned the power of power to the month of May. Now, power is definitely your ability to master. It is your ability to harmonize, and yes, it is your ability to control. Also, the disciple, I saw some spouses look around and say, yeah, that's true. You know, this it's good, control is really good. So let's also, the disciple is Philip, and the color is purple. The affirmation is, I have the power to create my own world. I have the power to create my own world. Let's affirm that together as a congregation. I have the power to create my own world. Let's appreciate these birthdays and anniversaries, okay? You may be seated. Also, we enjoy greeting each other. We do that with a handshake, a hug, a smile, namaste. We ask before we hug. Let's do that right now, okay? So if you did not get a chance to speak with the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service. This past Wednesday night, we concluded our membership series of four classes, a total of 8 hours of instruction. It was a new format for us, and it was well received and well attended. We have had 30 people to say yes to affiliating with Unity Minneapolis. So this morning, we are going to install them as a part of our community. Reverend Patty.
I invite each of you as I speak your name to step forward. Amy Combe. Peggy Evans. Nancy Jacobson. Jan Nilsson. Margie Olson. Melissa Paul, Sharon Payne, Andy Ruth, Pamela Searles, Bob Searles, Anjanette Soban, Kim Thorstad, Kim Tobin, and Rita Webster. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, defined unity in this way. Unity is a link in the great educational movement inaugurated by Jesus, our way shower. Our objective is to discern the truth in Christianity and prove it. The truth we teach is not new. Neither do we claim special revelations or discovery of new religious principles. Our purpose is to help and teach humanity to use and prove the eternal truth taught by our master teacher.
You have expressed a desire to officially affiliate yourself with Unity Minneapolis and the greater Unity movement, so that together we might make Charles Fillmore's definition of unity coming alive by modeling for humankind the truth that Jesus taught and demonstrated. For Unity membership, there are no requirements other than a desire to know God and have a desire to seek for truth in your own heart. As a member of Unity Minneapolis, you will endeavor to live in accord with the Jesus Christ principles of love and truth as taught by Unity and further the work of this ministry through active interest, love, and support. Unity offers no prescribed doctrine or creed other than to seek the truth and to follow the only commandments Jesus gave us in Luke 12:30-31. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as themselves.
As we individual students of truth unite in spirit, draw into cooperation and friendship through invisible bonds of love and mutual interest, we together strengthen one another as we work together in God's name. You do know and you do understand the mission and vision that our congregation has created. Do you, as new members, commit to supporting Unity Minneapolis' vision and mission with your thoughts and prayers and service? And do you agree to support Unity Minneapolis with your time, your talent, and your treasure? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
I always smile when they say that. Many of them have had experience in that before. I do, okay? Would our board representative please stand? Sir, these individuals have expressed a desire to unite in membership with Unity Minneapolis. They have fulfilled the requirements for membership as outlined by our bylaws. They have also pledged their alignment with the vision and the mission statements. They are demonstrating their commitment to their own spiritual growth, and they have promised to support this spiritual community. Do you, as the elected representative of the Congregation of Unity Minneapolis, accept these individuals as members of and with all the accord privileges? Thank you. From this day forward, let it be known that these individuals have become members of Unity Minneapolis in Golden Valley, Minnesota. And with the congregation, please stand and sing together to our beloved new members, I Behold the Christ in You.
See, I can see how great peace you are.
okay? You may be seated.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is healing. We affirm, I am renewed in God's healing light. Just as each day dawns anew, I am renewed in body, mind, and spirit with every breath I take. Whatever ill feelings I may experience, physical or emotional, they pass through me with ease. I observe any discomfort or pain, any thoughts or feelings I have in response, then I let it all go. I stop myself from creating unproductive stories about my health. Instead, I pay attention to the light of God within. Healing light illuminates my being, revealing and healing whatever needs to be revealed and healed. I imagine the first light of dawn cascading over me and radiating through me. I lift my eyes to a new horizon of well-being. My body is strong, my mind is at peace, and my spirit is one with the light of a new day. Hallelujah. And from the Bible, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. From Isaiah 58:8. The word for today is healing.
Our Father, which art in
let us relax in the moment, in this glorious now moment. We set aside anything in mind that does not serve us in this moment. Breathe in a deep, gentle breath and exhale. Letting go. We let go and let spirit within guide us to do that which we are called to do. We are spiritual beings, and the power of spirit within is there whenever we claim it. Our faith in the divine empowers us to go beyond our doubts, aiming as high as we desire. We can do all things through spirit within. We can do all that is ours to do. All we need do is ask, seek, and believe. We let go of all discouragement and rely on our faith, knowing all we need do is to move our hands and feet and let our faith in spirit do the rest. Let us rest in our truth. The blessings we receive from living with faith are beyond measure. Our joys are unlimited. And now we rest in the truth. And now, as we return to this space in time, we know we have all the faith we need to do that which we are called to do. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.
I say
because I'm happy and I sing because I'm free. Just a one step I may see, and if his eye is on the sparrow, then I know he watches over me. So I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free.
So I was, thank you, awesome. I received this letter from Silent Unity this past Thursday. It says, Silent Unity is our worldwide prayer ministry. Silent Unity writes, we are one with you in prayer for the people of Nepal following the recent earthquake. In addition, we pray for those in Baltimore, Maryland experiencing turmoil and others throughout the world responding to life-changing events. And they've invited us to hold this in prayer for the next 30 days, and they've given us an affirmation to use. The healing, harmonizing Spirit of God is present in my life and all life. Peace, order, harmony, and well-being are restored. Let me affirm that again. The healing, harmonizing Spirit of God is present in my life and all life. Peace, order, harmony, and well-being are restored. So I think sometimes when we see outer conditions shaken up, immediately what we want to do is to spring into action. Go do something. And that's natural for us to do that. And perhaps you do. Perhaps your spirit calls you to do this. You do something. And I think so often, though, what we can forget, what I can forget, is first to go within. To go within and know it within myself before I go forth to do what Spirit calls me to do. Let's join in prayer with Silent Unity right now. Silent Unity is praying with us and with the world. And so we go within and we see God in every situation. And we know and affirm that the healing, harmonizing Spirit of God is present in my life and in all life. Peace, order, harmony, and well-being are restored. And we know this, and we are grateful for it. And we say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. As you know, we're in the middle of a series called Working with the Law. And we just started this series a few weeks ago. And if you remember that we talked about the law of being that first week. And that second week, we talked about the law of unfoldment. Last week, Reverend Jeanette talked about the law of attraction. And today, we're going to talk about the law of faith. That's right. Faith is a law. So once upon a time, there was a nun. And she was a healthcare nun. She made rounds to the parishioners, and she helped provide care for them. So needless to say, she was on her way to an appointment, and she ran out of gas. And as God would have it, thank you, there was a gas station just a few blocks away. She went to that gas station, and she said to the attendant, I need gasoline. I'd like to borrow your loaner can and take it back to the car. And he said, oh, sister, there, it's out. It's out on loan, and it will be back probably in about 45 minutes. Well, she realized she had appointments to keep. So she went back to her car, and she said, Spirit, show me what to do. She dug around in her car, and she found a bedpan. She immediately took that bedpan to the gas station, and she said to the attendant, fill it up. She took that bedpan back to her car, and as she began pouring that into her car, two men walked by and said, now that is what I call faith. That is what I call faith. I think sometimes the word faith is thrown around a lot. You know, sometimes we think that the word faith is for, you know, those that come to church on Sunday morning, and the word faith are for children and women, but certainly not. It's an intellectual thing. Certainly it's not that. And yet I think sometimes we use it so much that we really forget that it is a law. But I think also we can use the word God so much, not only just faith. I think sometimes we throw around the word God without realizing the importance of it. And so this morning, even though it's a challenge to define something, as someone has said, you know, when you define something, you limit it. And yet I believe that it's important this morning that we look at some of the definitions of faith and see how it resonates within our own life. And if we took a poll out here, I can assure you that there would probably be as many definitions of faith as there are people in the sanctuary. And you could probably tell faith-filled stories in such a beautiful way. I'm going to begin this morning with a definition by Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity movement. Mr. Fillmore says that faith is the perceiving power of mind linked with the power to shape substance. We know that this substance is this invisible thing that stands under all manifestation, and it is awaiting our faith in order to shape it and to bring it into demonstration. So it's that perceiving. That perceiving is seeing, imagining, knowing that we can, what we can conceive in our mind, and have faith or belief in our heart, then we can manifest in our life. We can see that demonstration in our life. So also scripture tells us another definition of faith. And of course, that is the chapter of Hebrews. It's known as the faith chapter. And we're not sure the author of Hebrews, but the first couple of verses defines faith as well. It says, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. We know it is present, my friends, but we have not been able to see it yet. And then, of course, probably my favorite scripture on faith is from 2 Timothy. And this 2 Timothy, we know, was written by the Apostle Paul. He wrote to Timothy, his understudy, the one that he was a dear friend with. And we know that he wrote this when he was in prison. Not only was he in prison, but he was also, most scholars believe, that he was standing in sewage all the way up to his waist when he wrote these words. Because you see, my dear friends, it was that's where the jail was, and the sewage ran underneath and often would be up to his waist. And here is where he wrote some beautiful words. It touches my heart. He writes to Timothy. He says, Timothy, I thank God for you. Don't you know the importance, my dear friends, when someone writes or calls you and says, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. He is the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. I know that you sincerely trust the Lord, for you have the faith of your mother Eunice and your grandmother Lois. Wow, I invite you to think of your mother and your grandmother and the heritage that they perhaps gave you with that faith. You saw it modeled, and Timothy did too. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift that God gave you. You see, this faith is always present. It's a spiritual gift. It's one of the 12 powers that Mr. Fillmore talks about. And we, my dear friends, we have that ability, regardless of what's going on in our life, regardless of whether we're experiencing faith or not, we have that ability to give it a few fans, you know, like a fire. You fan it, it kind of bursts forth. We have that ability to do so. Dr. Emily Cady, the classic writer of Lessons in Truth, she says that there's two kinds of faith. She says, first of all, there's a blind faith. She says that this blind faith is not really understanding principle or spiritual law, but having an intuitiveness about it that it was going to come to pass. And as I was reflecting on that, I was thinking that was the kind of faith that I grew up with, more of a blind faith. You know, my mother, my grandmother, they did not know how it was going to come to pass, but they knew something. They knew something. And Dr. Cady says that this is a blind faith and that this faith is certainly powerful, and yet, she says, it's better than having no faith at all. She also calls us to a different place. She says that there's also an understanding faith. And this understanding faith is the faith that we have that we know that works on principle, that works on law. And that we can know that this faith works just as much as we would know that 1 + 1 = 2. We can know that what we put out there, what we co-create with Spirit, will indeed come to pass in our life. So she calls us not to just use, not to just use the blind faith, but also to use an understanding faith. Jesus in Matthew 9:29 says, according to your faith, it is done unto you. According to your faith, it is done unto you. Did you know that we are always faithing? I love it. Don't you? Well, let's just ask that one more time. I love it that we are always faithing. We are always faithing, and that's why it is law. That's why it is law. The question is, my dear friend, how are we going about doing it? Are we going about doing our faithing consciously, or are we doing it unconsciously? Unconsciously. So are we putting our faith? Where are we placing it? In what direction are we putting our faith? Are we putting it in lack as opposed to prosperity? Are we putting our faith in illness as opposed to wholeness? Are we putting our faith in rotten relationships as opposed to fabulous relationships? That, my dear friends, think about it, because as you think and as you speak, that is the direction that we are sending our faith. And our faith is co-creative. So you want to know, faith is what we expect. So what are you expecting? Listen to your language, and it will tell you what you're expecting in your life just by listening to the language that you are using. Go to someone that you love and care about, and you know they love and care about you. And then ask them, how am I faithing? How am I faithing? Because they will honestly tell you. And then you have that opportunity to faith and to put that law in a different way, in a different direction. So, my friend, we are faithing. And we get, my friends, what we expect in our life. Many of you were saying, well, wow, Reverend Pat, what about, you mean you're telling me that I can have almost anything that I want? Can I have anything that I want just because I desire it and I want it and I expect it? And I would say yes. Dr. Emily Cady, again, in Lessons in Truth, she says that the desires in our heart, my dear friends, the desires in our hearts have been put there by Spirit. They are there by Spirit. It's nothing for us to be ashamed of. It is for us to claim, or to claim it, to ask and to claim. Ask is the word, the root word for ask is claim. To claim it. It is ours already. And yet so often we are timid about what we ask for in our life. And so if we want health and wholeness, we ask for it. If we want peace and comfort, we ask for it. Not only do we ask for it, then we have to live into it. We have to live into it. How many times do we ask, my dear friends, for health and wholeness? It's one part of our consciousness, and the other, before the day is over, we're telling everybody, you just don't know the trouble I've seen right here in River City. It tells you. We claim that we want something, and our actions are totally different. So yes, we have to ask it. Yes, we have to expect it. Yes, we have to expect it coming into manifestation, and then we get to look at how we live into it for us to manifest in our life. So it's more than just asking. You see, the Jafala say in this wonderful little book, The Quest, not such a little book, but it says, faith can only extend to the self-imposed boundaries of your present consciousness. Faith can only extend to the self-imposed boundaries of our present consciousness. That's right. We say we want something, but if our consciousness is over here and not expanding, then can we really expect it? We're not living into it. So therefore, what's important for me is to continue to expand and grow my consciousness. And how do I go about doing that? How do I go about expanding consciousness? Consciousness is present, but it is always unfolding. And I do that, my friends, in many different ways, just as you do. You are about unfolding your consciousness, or you would not be here this morning. You are about having a greater sense of these spiritual principles and these spiritual laws for you to apply in your life. And as you do, it expands your consciousness. It expands your consciousness. And as you expand your consciousness, your faith grows. The question is asked, oh, can I have something that belongs to someone else? You're telling me that I can desire it. It's mine. I'd like your husband. I'd like your wife. Well, Dr. Katie's very clear about that in Lessons in Truth. She says, someone asks, suppose I desire my neighbor's wife or his property. Is that desire born of God? Can I see it fulfilled by affirming that it is mine? You do not and cannot, by any possibility, desire that which belongs to another. You do not desire your neighbor's wife. You desire the love that seems to you to be represented by your neighbor's wife. You desire something to fill your heart's craving for love. Affirm that there is for you a rightful and an overflowing supply and claim its manifestation. It will surely come, and your so-called desire to possess your neighbor's wife will suddenly disappear. So, you do not in reality desire anything that belongs to your neighbor. You want the equivalent for that which his possession stands. So it's important not only to look at your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband, but I would say that when you have that desire in your heart for whatever it may be, new car, whatever you have, God wants to give us these good things as well. And yet what's so important for me, my dear friends, is to look what is behind the desire. To look what is truly behind the desire. That's important. Not your neighbor's wife, you won't love. Perhaps you need a new car, you want a new car. Then what is the reason? Is it because it represents freedom? Look and see what every desire represents in your heart. So this is your assignment if you choose to accept it this week. Stay away from gas cans with bedpans. But your assignment this week is this. We truly get what we expect. I would like for you to ask yourself, you know, what am I expecting? What am I expecting in every area of my life? I'll let you decide what areas of your life you want to look into. Health, relationships, finances, all of these different areas. And ask yourself, what am I expecting? Not what my family wants me to expect. Not what I say I'm expecting. But in my heart of hearts, what am I expecting? And then as you do that and you complete that exercise, then go back and look at each area of your life. And say, now, what is my true desire? What is my true desire? Is that true desire in alignment with my expectations? And then, of course, if you would really like to take on several more assignments, one would be watch your words. Watch your words and see how that faith is being directed by the power of your words, your thoughts. And then, of course, as you watch those, you can redirect that faith. Rather than saying, I am sick, I am whole and well with the Holiness of Spirit. You use these affirmations. Claim one that you want to work with this week. Maybe it's, this too shall pass. Life is meant to be good. All things are working together for my good. The law of faith is always working. Always. We are always faithing. And thank you, Father, Mother, God, that we have the choice on how to direct that spiritual energy, that spiritual faith, and what we can expect in our life. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
But a lot was a little too complicated. See, zero didn't satisfy me. A million didn't make me happy. That's when I learned a lesson that it's all about your perception. Are you a pauper or a superstar? So you act so you feel so you are. It ain't about the size of your car. It's about the size of the faith in your heart. There's hope. Doesn't cost thee to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's off in the back country of Brazil, I met a young brother who made me feel that I could accomplish anything. You see, just like me, he wanted to say.
He said
he had no windows, he had no doors, he had a simple life and was extremely poor. On top of all that, he had no eyesight, but that didn't keep him from seeing the light.
He said,
what's it like in the USA? And all I did was complain. He said, living here is like a paradise. He taught me paradise is in your mind. You know there's hope. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, there's hope. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. Every time I turn on the TV, somebody's acting crazy. If you let it, it'll drive you crazy. But I'm taking back my power today. Gas prices keep on rising. The government, they keep on lying. But we gotta keep on surviving. Keep living our truth and do the best that we do. Oh, it doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pray to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that.
There's hope.
Stand up for your rights. Keep shining your light. And show the world your smile. Stand up for your rights. Keep shining your light. And show the world your smile. There's hope. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope. Doesn't cost a thing to smile. You don't have to pay to laugh. You better thank God for that. There's hope.
One, two, three.
Stand up for your rights. Keep shining your light and show the world your smile.
Thank you, Rachel. Let's invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. If you're streaming with us today, we also invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis. Let's take a moment and just center ourselves in this one presence, in this one power. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once, then ask you to affirm it with me, then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So let us take a moment and bless these gifts. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless the gifts that's been received through our consistent giving program. We bless all of these gifts, and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission, and that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Laurie Dockin, fabulous. I've got a lot of faith in the choir concert tonight. You want to talk about it? Yes. You know, they say preach often and use as few words as possible. Great demonstration on that. Thank you very much. I want to shout out just something for the Enneagram. Many of you may, you'll notice this in your bulletin. It's coming weekend after next. It is a powerful spiritual tool. I have truly used it in my own life, and I use it also often with couples that are getting married. And so if you have not exposed yourself to the Enneagram, I encourage you to do so. We are really blessed to have Dr. David Banner coming to present this. And if you've been in this teaching for just a few months or a few days or hundreds of years, I promise you, you will benefit from it. I've had couples tell me that this is one of the greatest tools they have ever used in their own relationship. And you, in this congregation, they've told me that. And you certainly do not have to be coupled in order to come to this workshop. If it's your first time around with the Enneagram, we invite you to attend. I believe that's a Sunday afternoon workshop, the exposure to it. And then if you've had some experience with that, he's doing a workshop on Saturday as well. My prayer is that my faith is I'm in both of them, okay? I'm directing it right there. So come and be a part of that. Also, next Sunday, we can continue this series for Mother's Day, and as we look at the law of love, the law of love. Yes, it's a law. Let's stand and let's bring our children in.
We are walking the light in the light in light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light of God.
In the light,
in the light, in the light, in the light, in the light, in the light, in the light, in the light of God.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
So we can tell from the weekend that summer's coming, and soon, yay. We have a roster of almost 40 volunteers who help us make Sunday morning happen, and we love to try to give them a summer break. So rather than coming twice a month, they'll visit us once a month. And that means we have an opportunity for all of you to step in the classrooms and see what happens on a Sunday morning in youth and family ministry. So if you will sign up in the Garden Court, I'll contact you. You can pick your Sundays. Two or more this summer is what we'd love to have. You'll work with one of our experienced volunteers, and I guarantee you'll have a great time. So sign up. We're creating our schedule right now for a summer of fun. Thanks.
Let's appreciate our adult volunteers. Thanks for being here today, and let's leave with our prayer for protection, not only for ourselves, but for our world, and also our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is well.
Walk with each other in perfect.
wandering stranger, journeying through this world of woe. And there's no sickness, toil, nor danger in that great land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father. I'm going there
no more to wrong.
I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over. I know dark clouds will gather over me. Rough and steep, yet beautiful fields lie just before me in God's redeemed every joy's key. I'm going there. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there to see my